F448, sounding good in Flat Rock. This is WFAH 780.
WRPV 448, hello Flat Rock. You are sounding very good and clear as well today. How are you?
Doing well, hope you're doing the same. Thought I'd get this little handheld out and see if they can holler out there.
Sounds pretty good for a little handheld. I'm currently on a base station off the Flint repeater, Groveland Township, Mount Holly, if you're familiar with that. Over.
Okay, yeah, I think we talked the other night, last time, Mount Holly. Yeah, I believe we talked before. Okay. Yeah, I'm on a little kid radio here. 21 miles to the repeater in Detroit from Flat Rock.
Well, that's very good. Those little TID radios do a pretty decent job. But yeah, that's pretty impressive. Over.
Yeah, I've got quite a few handhelds from both banks to Kentwoods and stuff, and they all seem to get out pretty good right here where I'm at in Flat Rock. I'm close to Lake Erie and close to Detroit River, so that cuts down on a lot of brush and buildings in between.
Copy that. I'm in a ravine, and next to the state park, I've got two lakes next to my house. And that's kind of like line of sight toward Flint, and my antenna's about 26 feet up in the air. So I'm kind of blessed to be right in this little niche, I guess. If I were down the street one direction or the other, I probably wouldn't be getting out at all. Over.
Right, you sound real clear though, right now anyway, I'll tell you that. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I can move 6 inches to the right or left and I won't pick up nothing or be able to transmit. Everything's kind of hit and miss while I'm at. There's a lot of electrical noise and such.
You know what you might want to try, that would be a temporary, inexpensive, get you by type thing, is if you get like a roof mount GMRS little whip antenna for your car, and maybe put it on a cookie sheet up on a shelf in your room, that would probably help tremendously.
Yeah, I've got all that. I got a dedicated GMRS outside on my awning on a cookie sheet, and a mobile radio, a Wooksound radio, a pretty good radio. I can get out really, really good on 50 watts. I can get out pretty good. But I like testing the handhelds out and see what I can do with those.
WRPV 448 for identification purposes. Yeah, I know what you mean about those handhelds. I kind of got a soft spot for them too. In fact, I recently just picked up a new Radiodity GM30 Plus, and I put a Nagoya antenna on it, and that's my new go-to handheld. But yeah, I've got countless Bofangs too. That's what got me into these radios. The cost, and they're decent enough to see whether or not you like the hobby or not. Over.